Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bass, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Oscar will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexel. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. It's a lovely day today. I know people getting geared up and getting ready for a great weekend and some good racing coming up. You know, want to come to the lines and see what happened this weekend. I know one show was canceled. Summer show going on in Dallas Raceway. I know that was canceled this weekend. If Summer's on here and want to come talk about her makeup day, and she can push the one button and let the folks know about her makeup day that she on here. Any other upcoming events this guy want to come on and talk about them. We got a lot of action. Getting ready to jump off. The weather's breaking. You know, things are going to be coming around, people getting excited. Going to be some mighty fine racing going on here pretty soon. As everybody know, all roads lead to Texas. April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park is going down. Guys getting excited, people ready. You hearing the talk that's going around? People drawing on each other. People ready to try to get their man. I was in Alabama this weekend and got to talking to 901 Bad Boys Wit and Company and Boss Buys with the Gangsta Boo too. They both talk about what they gonna do when they come to Texas. They drawing on people and they gonna see what Texas, see if Texas gonna stand up. I know myself, Big Texan, we gonna definitely stand up. Ain't nobody coming to the East Coast and taking over Texas. Everybody know we done run Boss by out the house early on his last trip here to Texas. We done had Boss by pack up and get out of Dodge. So we bringing the 901 Bad Boys, Big Wit, back with him this time. So, hey, maybe later on in the show we'll get them on and see what we got to say for them. With that conversation, don't nobody move. Won't nobody get hurt. Think Texas won't move. They got a rude awakening coming. We also want to make note, motorcycles are welcome. Got a big race going now. Guy coming from Carolina, I believe it's North Carolina, to take on a motorcycle down this way, I believe from the Houston area. So all motorcycles, they welcome. It's all about racing, whether you own a three-wheeler, two-wheeler, or in a car. Houston Motorsports Park is going to be the place to be April the 6th. We just want everybody to keep that in mind. Now, some things we want to talk about tonight. We want to talk about these things. We want to bring these things up because anywhere you go around the country, you done seen some of this stuff go on when you're racing people and the understanding. So on a nice topic, before we go to the live and let the other folks talk about what they got to talk about, I just want to put this in your mind on a nice topic. Is where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line when there's a call that can seem to be controversial from two teams on the starting line, and people bet their money on the side, and people think this call should have been a foul. Sometimes looking at it from the starting line, you see things and you make judgment based on what you see when you think it's a foul, and it's obvious something happened. But from the starting line, sometimes you bet in one way, the other person betting another way. It can be very controversial. So we want to try to talk about some of this stuff and say who should make the call. And when the call is made, should it be respected? And whatever side loses, pay off, man. We don't want this stuff to get out of hand. We want to keep it all grudge. We want to keep it friendly and fun. But I've seen some things happen. I happened to witness one over the weekend. And, you know, we got to be men about it and talk about it and respect the call. So tonight I want you guys to push the one button. Tell me what you think. You know, things can be situations, but, hey, people bet their money. Nobody likes to lose. But when we bring this up, I like for guys to push the one button. And I'm going to try to set the stage as I'm doing now. And I want someone to follow up on it. But before we go any further on that, Sharon, want to go to the lines and let some folks talk about some things, what they got on their mind.
Summer, your mic is open.
Hi, good evening.
Hey,
I just
doing,
wanted
Summer?
To pop. Great. And I'm hoping your event turns out wonderful.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too.
Hope for awesome weather. Awesome. With this crazy spring, I don't believe in the groundhog. But we did get our date confirmed. Thanks to Kelly Duncan and Shan Morgan, we were able to make and confirm that our Dallas Raceway makeup date will be September the 14th out there.
September 14th, so everybody mark your calendars. That's the date some of them coming up with the Grudge Wars for. So mark your calendars.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have gotten that because there's so many that they worked with us with their schedule to rearrange things so that we didn't step on each other, and that's awesome. We were all able to work together. So we did get it confirmed while earlier today.
Well, that's good. It's always good when people do races, and sometimes we got to – unfortunately, we can't do nothing about Mother Nature, and we got to try to still make the event. We like to make the event happen, and it's always good when people can come together and juggle some things around to make something fit. So, hey, that's what it's all about, man. We all try to have races, and sometimes we got to juggle some things around to make it fit. So, hey, I'm glad you can find your date to get in there, and glad y'all was able to work it out without stepping on anybody.
Well, I appreciate your time and letting everybody know, and y'all have a good evening.
Okay. All right, Sharon, what next call we got?
469-9734, Street Sweeper, your mic is open.
I'm just enjoying the show, I'm just listening in. I don't have any comments.
Okay.
Okay, do me a favor.
If somebody
press
the mic open and not talking, can you please mute your mic?
I only have two mics open right now. That's Street Sweeper and Summer. So,
okay.
Street Sweeper, either press the one button and take your hand down, or there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just.
Okay. Okay, 214-9301, your mic is open.
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Do me a favor, press the one button, take your hand down for me, okay?
All right.
Thanks. Cowboy, your mic is open.
Cowboy.
706-9323, Cowboy, your mic is open.
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead, Kevin.
What's up, Cowboy?
Not much, man. Just listen. For right now.
For right now. So, okay, man, once you come on, I see that nobody move, nobody get hurt. We're going to get you in a minute, so you just hang on. So I know you probably got a mouthful, so you just hang on there for a second. Hey,
Cowboy.
Sharon, I got a T5 trying to hit on you. Have you got a T5 number?
I'll check and see. Cowboy, I'm going to leave your mic open. Just mute your phone, and you can come back in whenever you want to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, look at T5. He's trying to get on him.
I don't know if I have T5's number.
Okay, I'll send it to you. Go to the next caller.
Scooby, your mic is open.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Scooby? How's it going down there, man? Good to see you this weekend out there in Alabama. I was on your stomping grounds out there.
Yeah, you know, actually, I'm down in Mississippi, but all of them are stomping grounds. I'm looking forward to coming out there seeing you and Miss Sharon.
Well, come on out here, man, and see what you got for us, you know what I mean? See what's going on,
Yeah, we in the shop not working. Trying to come up with something, you know, to support you.
Yeah, did you say you had a little truck or something like that you were working on, you trying to get out of here with?
Well, we got a truck and a Chevy, too. We got to work on one at a time, but like you say, we still got time. We make and have both of them going. We went and made some tests with the Chevy 2. We're going to test again Friday. But we busting butt trying to get out. I'm going to be out there. I know I'm going to come and support whether I had a car together or not. And like I say, we're in the shop. We are. Trace, I got another thing. After we finish getting these two together, we're going to build a car and wrap. We're going to build a car and raffle it off.
You going to build a car? Is that right?
Yeah, I got the guy here. He'll give you a few specs on what the car going to be, and we're going to sell a raffle tickets, and we're going to get the information out. It's going to be a running car. His name Quinn, and I'm going to let him tell you a little information about it.
Yeah, how you doing?
This is Quincy with SPI Race Cars. We're going to build a twin-turbo Fox Mustang. It's going to have a Holley Dominator fuel injection on it, all new shocks. It's going to have a new glide in it. It's a brand new car from front to back, Fox body Mustang, twin turbos, twin 88s on it, LS motor, that we're going to build for the proceeds to expand Leakesville Dragway, which would be so they can do more racing there with the heavier cars and have enough stopping room. So that's what we're going to do with it and try to get it out there. As many people as possible can buy tickets to help this go on. And we have some sponsors that's going to give us parts after the cars give away. The first ticket's drawn for the car. The rest of the tickets we're going to pull until the parts that we have for it is give out to people, which would be tires and fuel and shocks. And the price of the tickets are going to be $50 a piece, and there'll be $125 for three. And we're going to start selling them in April.
Okay, so you're going to have just come on all these shows, man, and advertise and get it out there. You're going to have any kind of pictures of what you've been in that maybe you can post and people can see what they're going to be rocking out?
I'm getting all the pictures together now. It will be also a 25-3 stock suspension car. It will be a 25-3 certified car.
Okay, and when you think you might have this all completed so guys can kind of be looking for it?
We're starting a project next week. We're starting a cage and all this next week. We're going to sell the tickets from April till December, and we're going to draw the tickets at the last race in December at Leakesville Dragway, and you do not have to be present to win. You'll have 30 days to claim the car. We're going to post the winning ticket on the website also.
Okay.
We're going to set up a PayPal account to where that you can buy the tickets online also.
Okay. Hey, we'll be looking for that, man. I mean, hey, you know, but that price right there, take a chance on winning the brand new car. How can you go wrong, you know?
Exactly. We want small tire cars out there, and this is for anybody that wants to buy it and sell it, or somebody that really can't afford to build a car like this can take a chance at winning it for a small amount of money and have a good, nice piece that'll be something that they'll be safe in and be able to be competitive in the racing in this area.
Okay. All right, man. We appreciate
right.
it. We'll be looking for it, man. So anytime you
all
get
right,
it together, maybe come along, feel free.
All right. We're going to give you back to Scooby now.
All right, Trey. We're going to get in here. We're doing a little well. Like I said, we're trying to finish these hot rods. I'm going to sit back and go on mute and enjoy the show, man. Like I said, man, I enjoy being with you this weekend.
All right, man. Me too, man. Time I can get away, man. A couple of season races. I like to kind of move around, man, and support where I can when I can make it, man. But it's always nice to move around and see different races, different places across the country, man. So.
Like I said, I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna move around much as my finances will allow me. But hey, I enjoy doing it, so. Y'all can look for me this 2013 season, especially when I finish this truck.
All right, then, Scooby. Hey, man, when we get to this time to get to talking about it, man, you was there, and you know, I just kind of wanted to chime in and give your opinion. So you know, it's a lot went on about it you know, between that race, Mike Hill and Mr. Five Speed out there, and just kind of want to make some light, man, come to some understanding where people can, you know, try to look at things from different ways and try to respect the overall outcome, man. You know, it was handling pretty good. The guys, I got to take my hats off to the guys who was caught up in that. You know, they handled it like men, and that's the way it should be. But, you know, just to let people know, sometimes in some cases it's a little different. But these calls sometimes can look real, real funny. But at the end of the night, when it's said and done, you know, you got to respect wait, the call. You got to respect.
Yeah, and my thing on that, Trace, I kind of like, you know, if let the track officials or the track, you know, however they call it, you know, that's how it should go, because you get in between them sidelines, well, I call them look-a-loos, and they've been betted $20 and raising more sand, you know, so you should, whatever that, how we do it, whatever come across that PA, that's what we roll with.
Yep, that's right. All right, man, just want you to get your input when it come off, man, but we're going to go to the line and see what some of these other folks got to say right now, see what's on their mind. Scooby?
All right, I'm going to go on mute and sit back.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Sharon, next call.
682-6122, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Trey?
What's going on, man?
Nothing too much, man. It's Pocket Town.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. I just want to speak up on that. You know, like, some people, when they side bet, they don't understand the race. And, you know, like...
Don't put it out there too far right now. We're going to set the stage. Just hang on. Keep your hand there. Just mute it. When we start talking about that, come on. I want you to come on and get your side, tell your view. You know, just hold for a second, fucking time. But we're going to open that up in just a minute. I'm just trying to get some of these people that... They got their hands up. We might have a couple more. They want to talk about something before we get there. So I'm going to let them say what they want to say first, and we'll get to that.
Okay, then.
Okay, just hold on. Sharon, what we got?
That's it, Tracy.
Okay, that's it. Okay. If there was a race this weekend and you want to talk about it, I know they had a big race going on in Houston this weekend, but if there was a grudge race that went down there, somebody want to come on here and talk about it, or if you got somebody you want to try to go at, you know, feel free. But we're going to go on and try to open the lines up to some of the discussion. I like for people to just weigh in on it. You know, sometimes people sit back, and sometimes some of the same folks that sit back, they be some of the heaviest voices sometimes at the track. And, you know, it's just about understanding I know we got Cowboy here on the line, and Cowboy probably come with a different agenda tonight. Knowing Cowboy, he probably on here ready to, you know, get ready to go down on somebody's butt for April the 6th and all these lock-ins that we got and what they say they want to do, but we'll see. But, yeah, just to talk about the situation that happened this weekend, I'm going to kind of set the stage based on how the race appeared to go and how it looked once it was viewed from my perspective, and it's just my opinion on how it looked. And this is the deal. We all know in grudge racing there are some calls that can be very controversial. There are some calls that can be very controversial, and it's like this. There's a situation that happened at the Mike Hill and Edmund Hall race in Montgomery, Alabama, which was a good race. Had a lot of people there. Mike and Edmund put on a good show. And I tell you, that race, you know, people was, Mike got his crowd, and Mr. Five Speed got his crowd. And so the betting was going pretty good. As everybody know, Mike laid down a damn good pass prior to going
to the finals. So that made things pretty heavy for the folks that was in favor of Mike here. Hey, Sharon, can you get Scooby back on? He fell off, but he want to get back on and get Scooby back on. So that made things look pretty good, but Mike here, I'm quite sure the best went up. But everybody know, when you go to Montgomery, Alabama, that's Mr. Five-Speed Country. That's Mr. Five-Speed Country. And so, you know, Mr. Five-Speed going to do his thing because he's a great grudge racer also. And so things happen like this. The bets are going pretty heavy. And we have the same thing here in Texas to any grudge race anywhere. When people come to that start line, when you got the main event coming up, and them two cars come up there, and once they drop the hammer on them, it's anybody's race. What you've done the race before don't count. It's what you do when it's on the line. Both of those cars went through there. Both of those cars drifted towards the center line. So both of them had to lift a little bit. I believe, sound like to me, Edmund lift first before Mike lift. That sound like to me that's what happened. And then Edmund got back in it. And something flew up down towards the center line. And the wind light come on in Edmund's lane. And everybody on the starting line was kind of didn't really know. The people with the wind light was happy about it, and the people that didn't get the wind light was confused about it. And for a moment there, nobody knew what to do. So you start, you know, people start telling what they thought happened. And as you know, anytime you start telling it, there's a lot of different stories can come out. You talking about looking at cars make some pretty quick passes, so you don't see very much very long, but you see something that causes an issue and causes people to you really, you know, I've seen some people, you know, getting a little upset. But I have to say, this is two people that I spoke to, two good guys, they worked it out. But McCall is the good world is this. When situations like that happen, from our view, when we down on the ground, what do we do? Now, we're going to go to the line, and I want people to push the one button, and I want you to explain in situations, if you've been in one, what's the right thing to do? Because I guarantee you, there was a lot of people on that line, and a lot of people had some viewpoints. But what's the right thing to do? Because this is grudge racing, and we need to take some moments like this and try to learn. We need to take some moments and try to learn and keep things in perspective. So push the one button and let me hear what you folks got to say. And I know, Campbell, I know you out there. If you want to speak on it, you can speak on it first, or you can talk what you want to talk about it. But, hey, controversial calls, man. What should we do? I have my take on it, but I want the grudge world to talk and see how they feel about it, because at any event, man, it can happen. So let's go to the line, Sharon, and see what folks got to say.
Since Funky Town had a comment. His mic is already open.
What up, Funky Town?
Yeah, hey, Trey. A lot of times when that happens, most people's unit go to like a video, because a lot of times people be videoing. So they try to see if one of the cars cross the line or who crossed first. You know, that's how the normal time when you have a problem with trying to see who won and who crossed the line, they usually try to find out. I mean, you know, because a lot of people have different comments saying, he crossed over, he came close, he didn't, and all that. But most of the time, they usually have a shooter video and, you know, try to find out on the winning circle, see who came over by showing the video, you know.
Let me say this. Now, it was so undecided on that start line what happened. You heard two or three different stories. Now, I used my phone, and I videoed, and I looked at it, and that's only, I'm ground level. Now, I'm just looking at it from the ground, and it happened way down track. And you start hearing people saying, he hit the wall on one side, and he hit the cone. Now, when they had to look at my video, all we know is when it was down track, close to that finish line, you see something fly up in the air, and both cars was close to the center line. So, of course, one felt like the man hit the cone, and the cone flew up. So that's where the controversy started, because everybody knew something happened, but we couldn't tell, and the two drivers at one point wasn't sure who won. So in situations like that, when you got people, you remember you got the guy in the tower, he's probably got the best view. But a lot of times he ain't videoing it, and he's going on based on what he saw when it first happened. And then you got guys, like I say, that's videoing, and, you know, you're trying to help make some sense out of people on the start line. You're not going to make everybody happy. So sometimes when they come to you, man, you kind of wondering what to do. Now, in that case, you know, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to see who else Sharon got their hands up. And if Cowboy's on here, he was involved. If he want to talk a little bit about it, he can. We just want to see what folks got to say. What call should be respected?
Trey, can I speak something on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, what I want to say again, you have to ask, say, hey, was anybody down the track that was videoing it? You know, like you say, you videoed it from the back. You know, you might want to ask, see, because a lot of people be videoing, and you might want to ask to see if somebody was further down the track and had a better view of it, you know. Because it's up in the air with your video, because you don't know which car hit it. It looked close. So that's kind of hard to decide if you can't get nobody that was down the track, that was closer, you know, down the track.
Or right around the corner. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, didn't nobody come forward that was down the track that we knew of? And I tell you what, it looked like, it appears, man, it went on for about 30 to 45 minutes before people had a real understanding what happened
So, you know, that's something that, you know, we got to try to get understanding with, because it was that long before somebody, I'm not going to say was satisfied, because I don't think they were satisfied. But at the end of the night, that was the call.
What did they decide?
Come on and get their opinion and see what they think. And then we're just going to see. And then I'm going to say what the call was. Because at the end of the night, it's about respecting the call. And it's up to each and every one of us. We come to track with a lot of people and we bet. However, when the call is made, some of the people have to try to make sure, you know, we do the right thing and respect the call and just come back to do this another day. So push the one button. Let me hear what you got to say. And if you've been in the controversial calls like this, what do you go to? What we got, Sharon?
504-5048. Your mic is open. 504-5048. Your mic is open. Okay, I don't think they're paying attention. 214-8551. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Hold on
just a second. 832-7744. Your mic is open.
I don't think. If you don't want to talk and it puts you in the queue, push the one button and take your hand out. But if you want to chime in on this, you want to give your opinion, what you think the right thing to do in a situation like that, man, if you've been racing a while, if you've been in some controversial calls, at the end of the day, it's about brothers racing, it's about respect, it's about trying to do it again another time. And we as brothers racers, and we have a lot of fans out here, and we got a lot of people that like to bet on the side, we got to learn, you know, hey, man, we got to keep this clean, and we got to learn to come do it another day. And at the end of the night, we got to respect the call that's being made, because, you know, the call is going to be what it is. It don't always have to favor, but we got to keep it in check. And as grudge racers, we have to sometimes discuss this stuff. So push the one button and tell me what you think the best thing to do in situations like this. Who we got, Sharon?
832-7744. Turbo Chris, your mic is open.
What up, Chris? Chris, you there? I don't know if you pushed the one button. If you want to talk, your mic is open. If not, you can push the one button and take your hand down. I don't think he got nothing to say. But we don't have another hand.
Hold on, one hand just came up.
Okay, go ahead. 713-3274,
your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, this is H-Town.
What's going on, H-Town?
Oh, you got it. I think if it's a controversial race like that, they need to do it over if ain't nobody got no video.
When you say you think they need to do it over, okay, those are the races, but what do you say in a situation like that when a call is being made and you got people that bet on the side, and some of the people that bet on the side, sometimes their understanding is different. Because at that time,
they gotta get that understood, they've been like the pot.
Well, you know, some of these
like
folks that bet on the side, they don't bet in the pot. You know, some of these people, that they bet on the side, and they just go by whatever light they seen come on down there. And if it was a controversy going on, you know, sometimes people's tempers and understandings get bad. So we as grudge fans and racists, we got to try to work with each other to try to help diffuse some of this stuff and try to bring some sense the best we can to try to prevent things. And like I say, this case here, it was handled real well. You know, people wasn't really too happy about it, but it was handled. It came out well, and that's the positive thing about it. It came out well, and it's just a subject to bring up because I don't see any cases when they hadn't come out so well. So it's just a little bit of education, man. Well, we all got to remember to try to better heads prevail in this situation. I think the better heads prevail. And that's the good thing about it. So when something happens that could have been bad and turned out good, you know, you want to talk about it. So, well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to let somebody that's on the line that was involved in it, I know was involved in the heavy, and we might let him talk on it. But what do you think? Sharon, you got another hand? You want to say something about it, see what they think?
We've got one more hand up. 469-9734, your mic is open.
Okay, thank you. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Roosevelt out of Houston, Texas. You know, back in the day, you know, before grudge racing really got the way it is these days, you know, they used to have people at the other end recording or watching. And basically, when it comes down to two cars filing at the same time, you have to go to the towers. You have to go to the towers so we can get the right call. Because if not, you know, I'll be in H-Town, betting on the sideline all day, every day. And some people who bet, they don't understand the rules of grudge racing. So basically, they'll just get up there in the crowd and bet their money, not understanding the rules at all. So in the future, to make it better, you know, y'all always go up to the tower and get the right call. And if you have someone on the mic, on the PA, have them control the audience or where you that's made these bets, and they down there arguing, just have them settle down so we can make the right call. But in the future, you know, Atomic Dog, you know, for the six, you know, it's going to be people there recording anyway, and I know there's always a cameraman there. But, you know, let's get some cameras down on the other end as well. That way you'll be covered at all costs because it gets kind of hectic in Houston when calls go like this here. But, you know, basically the right thing to do is both calls file, you got to go to the car that files first and DQing. Because basically if one car scraped the wall, that wind light going to come on that side anyway. But I know the rules in grudge racing, when you hit the wall, you DQ. So I don't know what happened down there, but basically it seemed like they did the right call, they did the right thing, and made sure that everybody came out, you know, pretty much, without any scratches. You understand what I'm saying? So basically, send it up to the camera, to the tower, and everybody will be just fine. So I'm going to sit back quiet and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, man, I appreciate that. I understand that. So anybody else want to comment on that? You know, I'm going to speak a little bit about what happened. I'm going to tell you how the call was made. If anybody else got an opinion about it, they've been in a situation like that, and they in question on where the final call should come from, who should make the call, what you do in a situation like that, you know. So push the one button right now, and let's see what you got to say before I kind of speak about it. And I don't know if this person's only want to speak about it, but if you want to say something about it, push the one button, and I'm going to give you a chance to say something. Then I'm going to tell you what happened. You got no other hands?
Somebody, we don't have any more hands.
Okay.
Let me
tell you
how.
Tell me, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, cowboy.
Okay, now, I was there. You was there.
Yeah.
And, yes, I bet it. I bet about $2,000 on that race.
That's right.
I didn't make the call because the call was a messed up call. Because the reason I said it was a messed up call, because when the crack man came down and made the call, and he also didn't know that I was over there beside him when he was talking to one of the other guys and said that he's going to go with Edwin regardless of what. Now, another guy lived in Alabama. A lot of guys live in Alabama. Seen that corn came up, and the crack man lied that the corn didn't came up. But I went along with this call. So I ain't worried about it. That was the bottom line of it. I didn't like the call, but they know the call was wrong, but I went along with it.
And that's the deal. I think Batman is trying to get on. Damn, you get Batman and call Batman, he's trying to get on.
Well, tell me, Doc, what you heard from tell us what happened, because this is like a damn soap opera.
Yeah, so, yeah, you try to get Batman on, Sharon, you want to get on. Yeah, that's what I say, cowboy. You know, I brought this up because, you know, people are beginning to travel more and go to different states here, their own state, right there. And I was right there, and you was right there. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic? If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic?
All right.
If you want to, you know, just put your hand back up. But in that situation, cowboy, you know, I was right there, and we was all on the start line. Somebody needs to mute your mic. I can't talk to somebody squeaking. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic? I got a lot of noise, and somebody. Okay, thank you. Yeah, in that case, cowboy, you know, there was a lot of people right there on the starting line, and like you say, the best was going all over the place, and when it first happened, you heard everything. People was unsure of who won, only looked at what type of light came on, but when you looked at the race from ground view, we saw both of them cars come toward the center stripe. We know both of them lifted a little bit, and then one got back in, and then the wind light come on. But before the wind light come on, people saw sparks on one side, and people saw something fly up on the other side. And the way it went was this. Mike drifted toward the center. Edlin drifted toward the center. They like Edlin lifted first, then Mike lifted. Edlin got back in it, and the light come on. You heard people on the start line say Edlin hit the wall on the right side, so he automatically lose. Then they say he came across and he hit the cone. So he lose, and Mike had got out of it. So then that's where you was caught up in it, and nobody, because we was on the starting line, and like you know, cowboy, nobody really at that time knew what the correct call was. Everybody was going on based on how they bid it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when we went and looked at what I had on the video from my phone, when you look at it, we definitely seen something fly up.
That was a corn.
Middle of the track. Yeah, I mean, was it a cone? Did the header have extended out? Did it blow it over? I don't know, but it went up in air, and I think that's the part that got you, because you were saying that you hit something. The video showed something was hit, and you know you had a bad taste about it because you felt like they hit the cone, and your decision was, you know, everybody was coming to me asking me, and I said, listen, I'm in the middle of this based on people just asking me what I have on the video and what do I think, and I was in the same place that you were. And we saw, everybody saw the same thing,
But come to find out, people said that Evelyn hit the wall. We know for sure he didn't hit the wall, but when you see his walks, he didn't hit the wall. It didn't look like he hit the wall on that right side because his pipe was still on there, and I couldn't see no way.
I know he didn't hit the wall, but I know he hit the cone.
Yeah. He didn't hit the wall. On that side, what everybody was saying, he did not hit the wall.
You can see in the front of his car. You can see in the front of his car on the bottom where he hit the cone at, where it shipped at, where he hit the cone at.
Yeah. I mean, Cabo, I don't know, but we did see something on the driver's side where we saw something fly up. And they said his exhaust blew the cone over. I don't know. We wasn't down there far enough. At the end of the day, everybody was, like you said, it took about 30, 45 minutes, right? That's correct, right? Before, it took about 30, 45 minutes before people decided how the money was going to go, right? You had money in it, right?
Yep.
And all I could say, well, man, look, in a situation like this, I really don't know. Something happened. It was obvious that people saw it. Both parts saw something on the video come up. I said, man, let's go to the tower, and all we got to do is
But now, look, now, when you got the tower, look, dog, Thomas just can tell you, it's me and you, all right, the best of friends. You don't go along with me regardless of right or wrong, most of the time. Come on now. You're going to the tower,
well,
you're like going to a hole.
Well, I understand you felt like that because we was in Montgomery, Alabama, and all I can say was, man, the tower got to be
I heard what the horse said out of his mouth when he knew I was close by.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like that.
Yeah. And like I say, Cowboy, I had to go out to you because you handled it like a man. You know, you was upset about it, but at the end of the day, you handled it. It was handled two heads prevail. And even though this one didn't come out of your favor, but what we using it as a teachable moment because, man, sometimes folks don't handle things like that because, like you say, you in Montgomery, you in that man's track. And the man came down, like you say, he came over there, and he simply stated that he didn't hit the wall, and we seen Evan didn't hit the wall on that side where everybody's saying he scraped the wall. It was obvious he didn't, but from the looks of it, it looked like he did, but he didn't.
But I know he didn't hit the wall.
The part that people say that he hit the cone is where the big question came because when you looked at the video, something went up in the air. And that's where the controversy was. But the man in the tower, which was the track owner, said that he did not know cone over. So whatever we saw,
everybody down there seen the cone came over. The man picked the cone up, put it back. They seen that. So the man didn't want nobody to run down there but the crack guys. But some of the people snuck down there and seen the cone came over. But we lost, so you say we lost.
Yeah.
So I'm used to losing. And I'm used to winning. Prime time lose a lot, then prime time win a lot. So I went along with what he said.
Yeah, I mean, you have, you know, like what I said, my hat go off to you because, you know, Cowboy, like I say, you handled it well, even though it wasn't in your favor. And we knew something based on what the video showed. Blew up in the air, and that's what made everything so controversial. But at the end of the day, people, we have to respect this call that's being made, and especially if it's coming from the tower, which in most cases have the best view. And, you know, I mean, it's just something that needs to throw out there, needs to talk about because it's going to be other situations that occur at different tracks. and we need to make light of it. We have to respect the call. So if anybody else wants to comment on it, push the one button, and we'll see what you got to say. And Cowboy's on here, and let Cowboy answer your question. If you want to ask him something based on what he think, or what, you heard what he think, but it was a controversial call. Anybody else, Cheryl?
Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Batman? Batman, what's up? He must not be listening.
He just put his hand up to talk, so.
Batman. He must click back over, so.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah,
can
you
hear
go ahead.
Yeah, all right, I had it on mute. My bad, man. My bad. I was listening. Like you said, man, you know, you just have to respect the callers. Just like you were saying, you know, Cabo is doing what he's supposed to do. And sometimes, man, these races, they get kind of weird sometimes, you know. You just have to, like you said, respect the call, man, you know, and just go, you know, go ahead on, man. Because sometimes, like I said, you know, everybody wants to win, but a lot of people don't want, you know, don't want to lose. And we understand that, but, you know, it happens, you know. And we have to have some kind of you know, call on it, you know, because you can ask 1,000 people, and out of 1,000 people, 500 going to say yeah, and 500 going to say no, and you still ain't got
man,
that.
Man, well, you was right there on that start line, I promise you. People on that start line, both ways were confused. It took about 30 to 45 minutes before they can come to some kind of understanding. People weren't sure what happened.
And Thomas,
yeah.
I think the fat man should have said it first when it first happened, who won the race. Not 30 minutes later, 40 minutes later, who won the race.
I know, that's the part that kind
when
of confused.
He could have said on the microphone, Elmer Hall won the race. He didn't hit the wall, he didn't hit no cone. He'll come down here 30 minutes after we get through all, and 30 minutes later say, okay, Elmer won. Come on now.
Yeah, I hear you, Cowboy.
I've been to a lot of them. Anywhere you go, the first time, like Jackson, Jeff will holler, you know, he'll holler there, well, who won or who hit the cone right then. Anywhere you go. They'll holler at them, who won or who hit the cone. No, it keeps down to confusion.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps a lot of confusion now, but you know, like you said, man, I mean, you know, like I said, sometimes this race is weird, man, you know. The thing is one thing I learned about this grudge racing, man, it's kind of hard. Some of these guys are listening, some of them won't. Some of them got their mind made up, well, fuck it, that's what this is, and it's going to be a problem, you know, and that's the last thing I ever want at any track, man, because it's going to make racing bad. You know what I'm saying? It's a major problem. You know, we all have to have some understanding. Man, I promise you, I lost some races that I thought that they came down to it, you know, but, hey, man, you know, it's like that sometimes. You know, like you said, Cowboy, y'all don't want a lot. Y'all don't lose, too. But, you know, keep on moving, man. You know, that just it happens in grudge racing, you know. And that's why I tell a lot of people when it comes to grudge racing, man, you know, you have to have your understanding, you know, before the race even starts. I tell anybody that, man, I promise you, before, if I have a event and it's a big, major grudge race, man, I personally go down there myself. And I set the rules myself to everybody to make both races and drivers to understand what's going on. Because, man, that's how a lot of problems occur in grudge racing. Then, you know, you got your fights and everything else. And it just makes everything bad, you know. And before I do all that, man, I let somebody win the race, man. Even if I thought I didn't win it, you know. Because it's a bigger picture than what it is, you know. But I mean, I understand what you're saying, Cowboy. That I do understand.
Hello. Yeah, that's the good thing about it, man. That's why I'm talking about it, because we travel around and we do races and people bet on the side, and man, like you say, some people have understanding that regards to what you say, they got bad understanding. And in this grudge game, man, we want to try to keep it grudge, and at the end of the night, we want to laugh and joke it off and say, hey, I'll get you next time. And, you know, and so the good thing about this situation is Cowboy was involved in it, and, you know, two heads prevail. even though the call wasn't in his favor, he handled it well. Now, he was upset about it, and he didn't like it, but he handled it well. And we, as we go around, we want to make sure that we're around people like that, and we see controversy going on, and man, if somebody try to help defuse it, because we don't want to get out of hand, we want to try to keep it good.
That's the main thing, man. Like I tell people all the time, man, I done went down to H&P many times, man, and there's been some mishaps, and man, you know, I've seen people come down here and, you know, at some of our events, and, you know, last year it was a couple of events happened that, you know, China guys wrecked out, and some people wanted to get paid, and, hey, man, I don't like this situation. I don't like no ugly situation, but I know it can't get ugly. You know, like I tell everybody else, man, there's a bunch of people out there. You know, there's not only one, there's a bunch of them out there. And a lot of them will bite, you know. And, man, but to solve all that, man, just keep everybody on the chain. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep on the chain, they can't bite at each other, you know. So that's just the way that's the way I look at it, man, you know. And like I tell anybody, man, in any given race, man, I promise you, man, if I don't care how big the race is, how small the race is, man, I get that understanding, man, you know, from the jump start. Because, like you say, there's some guys out here got some bad understanding. You can't tell them nothing. I don't care what you say. You ain't going to tell them nothing.
You're good, cowboy.
I understand, man. Trust me, I done been in predicaments like that before, but it ain't stopped me from racing. You know, I lost some bread, and, hey, man, didn't think I didn't, but, hey, man, you know, shit, man, I can move on and get that back somewhere else, you know, and I can actually go to another city, you know, another state, because first thing you don't want to do is have a bad rep, because, see, rep follow you everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And the biggest deal I tell people about grudge raising, man, is reputation is very important, man, because you got a lot of guys out here, man, they're both on with some other guys just what they say, based on what they say. They don't even know you, but just based on what they say, oh, man, they don't pay. You know, shit, man, if you win, you still lose. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got that kind of stuff out here, man. You got guys that would actually do that, man, but that rep is very important. I mean, Capo, just like y'all, you know, hey, man, I enjoy y'all coming down here and fooling with us as well. You know, I didn't care where y'all at, fool with y'all. And I could see y'all all right with me, you know what I'm saying? You, T.I., you know, I always call him T.I., but the rest of them. Yeah, Trigger Man, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, I mean, the deal is, like I said, everybody knows, you know, up y'all, and, you know, and, man, like you said, don't want no bad rep. People putting all, they don't want to pay this and that, because it makes racing bad, and then it makes your camp look bad at the same time, because people be so afraid to race you because they feel like they ain't going to get paid.
Yeah. Well, if anybody else want to comment on that, feel free to push the one button. If not, we're going to move on, but we just wanted to bring it out there, man, and try to make some sense out of the nonsense that pro stock say, so we're all kind of going to these races, man, with the knowledge that we gain and understanding, try to help make things better. You know, it's a sad thing. But if anybody else want to comment or got a different take on it, push the one button, man. We give you opportunities to state your opinion about it. So, and we got anybody else want to say something? Go to them now.
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, then we gonna move on with that. Cowboy, why you on here? What's on your mind, man? You know, April 6th is all coming up, man. We got some things, some good lock-ins going on.
Man, we come to test the full force. We come to kill everything down there. I told you the same thing I said the first time. Y'all ain't got nothing down there but Mexican and calves. We coming down there to kill.
Hey, watch out how you use that language. Boy, these Texans ain't gonna put up with it. They gonna put you in some cows shit.
I love you, cowboy.
I know you do love you, too, because I know every time you come to Dallas, boy, y'all get mopped up. Y'all gonna just take Dallas off your map. When y'all draw y'all map, what y'all gonna try to dominate? Just take Dallas off of it.
Oh man, we want Dallas too. Just something happened in Dallas.
just take Dallas off of it.
I'm going to make up for it, Dennis. I'm going to punish y'all in Houston, bro. Anybody there in front of me, I'm going to punish them.
Well, I told them, Cowboy.
So
you coming down,
y'all coming down here with the Gangsta Boo 2.
Gangsta Boo 2 ain't Gangsta Boo 2 is crazy.
Yeah, but gangsters don't live long in Texas, bro.
Well, then this gangster here is crazy. This gangster here ain't got no sense. This thing want to, man, you talk about the sixth. I might mess somebody up on the fifth. You know how I do it. The fifth that Friday, right? They better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
They better be careful.
So you might go to them on that Friday, huh?
I might. We'll do it. Don't be out there.
if anybody's out there in Grudge Land, don't be there April the 6th in Houston. You got a cowboy on here from the East Coast talking about what he's coming down here to do and what all Texas made up. If you want to push the one button and draw on it and let him know you ain't scared of no Gangsta Boo 2. You know, hey, let it be known, he coming down here, they bring him about four cars down here. Also, Wick coming down here. I seen him with in Alabama this weekend. He drawed on everybody in Alabama and wouldn't nobody move. He said he could do the same thing in Texas. So, what's up?
Say, Cowboy.
Hey, tell me, dog.
What's that?
You tell Wick, my partner now, Wick is our friend. Wick coming down there with Primetime. But Wick better not get out of hand. Wick don't talk a little bit too much. If Wick get out of hand, I just do something. I do an upside with Wick and with him.
Man, Wick, we call y'all out of Alabama, man. Wick say, tell that little
And they don't like that, Tommy, dog. So Wick better be
like
up for what he say.
Say, Cowboy, let me ask you a question, man.
What y'all got there that handle, Batman? What y'all got there that handle 901 Bad Boy and Gangsta Boo 2?
Hey, man, all bullshit aside, Tony Thorne said he was on top, but he couldn't get nobody locked up with him. See, I know this for a fact now. I asked Tony Bynes, Tony Thorne had to run the moneymaker, heads up, and Tony Bynes told me no. So I don't know what happened on that, but you know, my thing is this, you know, Tony been looking for, you know, Tony with the moneymaker, he was going to run them heads up, you know, for whatever they want to run for. And Tom Bond told me no. I like, well,
Tony told him if he take them wheelie bars off, he'll run them with moneymaker.
Cowboy. Hold on, Cowboy, listen. Y'all done been down here a thousand times. Y'all know these details ain't taking nothing off. Y'all know that.
Okay, so we're going to have a call. We're going to have a backhand call real soon. Just hold on. We're going to have something for Tony Dawn real soon.
Hold on, Cowboy. Now, hold on now. Now, that's you telling me right now that Tony Dawn ain't nothing to be playing with. That's what you're telling me, because I know the money making run pretty goddamn good. So y'all telling me that Tony Thorne ain't bullshitting this year. That's what you're saying, right?
I said we can't beat him with Moneymaker right now. Moneymaker ain't right to us right now. You can't beat me? You can't beat us.
Well, right there, let me show you something. See, I knew that I seen that look on Tony Bynes' face. I seen that ugly look on his face when I asked him. And I knew that's what the answer I was going to get. But, you know, Tony Thorne said that he going to change the money maker from here to eternity. If y'all ever find out what y'all want to do something, that's what he called me. So,
it ain't
my deal is like,
huh? We going to do something with money maker. We don't know. It ain't over with
I know this for a fact that did happen. And see, I know y'all got your ass lit up when y'all left because I saw y'all leaving. I was chasing y'all. Y'all wouldn't stop for me. Y'all didn't have me hit that motherfucking highway. I said, God
well,
damn,
we lost raise. We lost that raise on a, come on, man, on a hump, boy. You know the car popped. If the car would pop, that car would gap.
Hey, hush. Wait a minute now.
We lost.
Yeah, that's a far race now.
When did we get that same raise in Houston?
So what y'all say? Y'all want cornbread again?
Because Columbus said Columbus said he's going to light your ass up again.
Man, I jump off the bridge to get cornbread.
Let me look through my notebook. I'm finding numbers. I know for a fact that said that, man, he's not afraid of y'all, man. He showed y'all what he's going to do y'all. And he told me to run up all
I might run with baseball, too.
Yeah, I just know for a fact y'all scared of Tony Thorne. I see that right now, though. Y'all scared of Tony Thorne. I see that right now, though.
Cornbread, I told my kid the back time money maker. He wasn't giving no raise back.
Well, you know, I can't find my notebook, but I will get this morning's phone from you. But I know I can't.
Sharon, you got cornbread number. You got cornbread number, Sharon?
No, I don't think I do.
Well, let me tell you. I tell you what, if he's listening, y'all call me. I know that's for a fact. I just
look at
you.
Hey, he ain't got to listen. Just be in Houston. Hey, for the city.
Let me ask you.
Just gotta be over there.
Let me ask you a question. I got another little
If Cornbread field in Houston, I guarantee you he got a raise. I might do him first.
Yeah, I know y'all didn't like that, did you?
Who do you like when they lose?
Cowboy, who else you drawing on? Who else you drawing on?
They don't need anybody in test. Anybody I feel like I'm going to win with. It is G-body. You better not have a G-body.
But put your stipulations on. Because, you know, y'all got a bunch of stipulations. I noticed that. Y'all
whatever you got,
y'all
you got it.
Y'all been for this.
And the Cornbread high with the ball. The hell, he won't run money maker.
Y'all so listen, man. Y'all some great hustlers, but man, there's some true hustlers in Texas, man.
He won't run money maker, so what's something wrong with that?
No, but don't say he won't run money maker. I understand.
Cornbread won't run money maker. Cornbread had Jeff Whooper, so why he won't run money maker?
Well, no, he just ran that was Dillinger he ran, right?
Yes. So,
yeah.
Okay, Moneymaker had 29 so with no Willie Bar.
Well, you know, we all know that Moneymaker is faster than the Dillinger. We know that.
Why Cornbread won't run it?
I just told you because he know Moneymaker is faster.
Okay, so now we're supposed to run everybody. Will you want us to run?
No. I just said that the Moneymaker.
We feel like going on fast up. Then Moneymaker, so we want to run.
That's why I ain't understanding, though. See, like I said once again, Cowboy, is that y'all running from Tony. I see that now, though. Because you know what? If y'all thought y'all had something soft, y'all would have got y'all ass up there, and y'all did, man. And that's surprising hell out of me.
We ran from Tony.
Y'all better not let me find out that y'all bullshit with Moneymaker, man. I'm going to put a whole bunch of motherfuckers on y'all ass.
Well, you ain't going to put nobody on us.
I've been trying to get, you know, they working on something, trying to get Tony right over here. And I had talked to Tony. He said he can have his Mustang down there. If Tony Wright wants to do something, he can have his Mustang down there. So, you know, I wasn't able to get over to Tony Wright to get a confirmation on him. Pro Stock Pros have been working on something to try to get Tony over here. So,
well,
Tony thought
I
can have my Mustang now, huh?
Well, I got Tony Wright's number, but I ain't got it's in my phone.
I mean, I got Tony Wright's number. I ain't let him get on the phone, but, you know, I can get Tony Thorne on. He say he can have his Mustang down there if they get him down there. I say, well, you know, he'll see. But that's one person I want to get on the phone right now, because I was on a show a while ago and they kept talking about, we had this conversation last night. I think I got Finney on here with Sharon. If you can get certified gangster on here, he told me he wants to holler if the guy got the Birdman car to see if they can't rearrange them since we got two of these big races going on the same day so far apart. They can't make that date. They want to talk about a possible date. So if you can get Certified Gangster on there, I think we got Finny on here, and Certified Gangster wanted to address him about something because everybody on the East Coast thinks the Beast is a beast, and everybody in Texas knows the Birdman is a big, bad Birdman. So right now he's a grudgy backhand champion. He done beat the baddest thing in Texas, and right now he's the man. So if you can get, see if you can get Certified on here, and I'm over to finish, Mike, because the guy wanted to say something.
Okay, before you, hold on. Before you open up Finney's mic, you had a hand up.
Okay, go do it.
Doug, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Not much. Hey, I just want to say something to Cowboy. When we was in Crandall, their excuse for not running Vic was because we had Willie bars. Tell them bring that motherfucker down here. Tell them bring that motherfucker down here Tuesday, and I'll put the bars on it. It ain't gonna cost them shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I
got $5,000. That's the accusing that bullshit. That bullshit ass accused. Someone bring that bitch down.
What's happening?
Hey, nobody never helped us, and we don't need no help now.
Help a guy. For Willie Bars. Bring that motherfucker down here on Tuesday before the stick, and I'll put the Willie Bars on it. It ain't gonna cost you nothing.
Don't help, but tell us somebody sits at $75 to buy a motor.
Let me ask you one question, man. Now, you know everybody in Texas got Willie Bar. Now, why do y'all come down here with that bullshit? You know everybody got Willie Bar. Dallas, Houston, everybody knows
so who got
Willie Bar.
Everybody. We come to run everybody.
Well, pick and choose then. There you go. Pick and choose then.
That's just like, if we bring the beast down there, everybody ain't going to run the beast. Everybody ain't going to run the beast with the Willie Bar. Everybody that with the Willie Bar is not going to run the beast.
Man, Birdman will run it.
Okay, so all of a sudden people going to run the beast. So don't come telling me everybody got Willie Bar.
Put the bars on that motherfucker in the shower car and watch it.
We run who we want to run. If they can't get like us, so where do?
Well, that'd be all right.
You come over to our pit at Crandall.
That'd be all right. I just don't understand it, man. This is what I don't understand. I don't understand it, man. I can't understand a man going to war and then tell the enemy to take his bullets out of his motherfucking gun and let him shoot at it, man.
Batman.
Hey, Batman. Hold on, Batman. I think, Sam, we got Certified on there, right? Certified, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I know you want to holler. Finny, over your mic. Finny, you on here?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Finny, this is the guy. This is one of the bullies. This is one of the bullies up on the East Coast with the V that say, you know, your name is getting around, Finny. As the baddest backhand, you told a high off the jump and the high. And this is a Certified Gangster, him and Bill. They down with the beast. And they say they want to find out who this Birdman is. Go ahead on, Certified. Talk to the Birdman.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Birdman? How you doing, bro?
Pretty good. How about you, man? What y'all got going on over there?
I'm all right, man. I'm looking for anything with a stock front end, man.
Y'all got a back half car over there?
Yeah, sure do.
Mhm. Well, y'all looking to come to Houston, or what are you thinking?
We just got to put some dates together, man. Like, I would have loved to come over there on the 6th, but we got something going on over here on the 6th. Matter of fact, them Jekyll and Hyde boys, they'd be over here on the 6th. We got a real big back half race going on over here on the 6th. But I don't know what dates is available for you. We're going to put some dates together. You know, I would love to get with you, man.
Are you willing to come over here and race us?
I mean, if you make it worth my while, hell yeah.
Well, you talking about the purse? You want a big purse? Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, if we got to come all the way to Texas, you know, I ain't Tony Vines. Tony Vines only, you know, racing fool. He drives halfway across America. But, yeah, you bet something nice, man. Sure enough, we'll come on down there.
So if we lock in maybe something like 1,000 on 10,000, you'd do that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I don't know about the dates. We got that race on the 6th, and we're running Tree Man, so we're already committed there. I talked to Hyde today. We're committed for the 21st to run them at HMP. April.
Oh, but you don't do two races in one day?
Do what?
So you don't do two races in one day?
You want to come down on the 21st?
I'm saying it's possible. You know, I would have to check with my driver's schedule. As long as, you know, ain't none of the ADRL races going on and nothing, he ain't, you know, tied up doing other things. But, yeah, but, you know, you let me know your available dates, and I'll make sure my driver is ready. And I get back with Tommy Dog, and we can lock something on there. You know, I don't want to lock no race in 2 or 3 months from now, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll make a verbal commitment to each other, and when the time gets closer, we'll lock some money up, and we'll go ahead and put it on together, man.
You're thinking about, like, 1,000 on 10,000, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, get with Tracy and let me know. We're available the 21st if you want to come down.
All right, 21st. Now, give me a couple of days just in case I ain't ready on the 21st. Give me a couple of good days for you so I can at least pick one out that I'm available to. At least my driver. You know, I'm available anytime, but I got to make sure my driver's available. So I don't want to, you know, I'll get myself and then he don't be ready. So you tell me give me about 3 dates so I know we'll be ready for at least one of them.
Man, our calendar's pretty much open. If we don't run you on the 21st, I don't want to have to run you on the 28th in case
man,
we break.
Listen to him. This is the radio show, the Atomic Dog radio show.
The 21st. 20. What's happening?
They talking about racing, man.
they just talking out. I thought they were talking.
Hey, mute your mic. If you ain't talking to somebody, mute your mic.
All right, let me ask you this.
If we don't run you on the 21st, we need a couple weeks after that. You know what I'm saying? We run, we break something or whatever. I don't
want to. What's the chance that y'all coming to Alabama or
Mississippi or something? If you're trying to get him to come to Houston, and you're trying to get
somebody needs to deal with this noise, man.
Hold on. Tracy, Finney,
hold on.
Let me see if I can catch
the voice. Hey, I ain't bullshit.
I see your picture
in the face.
Hey, let me
interject.
Yeah,
you
sound
like Batman.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay, it was Batman.
Batman, you know better than that, man.
All right, go ahead, guys.
Yeah. Hey, if y'all can't make that date, I mean, you know, we got something coming up early, man. If you're trying to do it in Houston, Attica got something coming up that might be a date. You can give me that date.
What day is that?
He said, was he talking about the April or May date? Was certified? Was he talking about the April or May date?
I'm talking about any. I just want any good dates that he's available, so I can make sure my driver is available on at least one of those days, and we can put it on.
Man, y'all just pick a day. Y'all pick a day, and we'll be ready. We're gonna run Hyde on the 21st. We'd like to not run you on the same day, but you know, we'd like if you have to go 21st, you can. But. It's up to y'all since y'all are traveling. We'll try to accommodate you.
I'm saying, do y'all travel at all?
I can't count to 26, but that's next month. If you try to come to Houston, I'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Damn. I couldn't hear track. What are you saying?
Yeah, I can't hear either, man.
Yeah, I mean, we could travel. If you wanted to meet somewhere, we could.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay, I have everybody right now. Hold on. Right now, I've got everybody's mic muted. I left Cowboy open because he's pretty quiet, but everybody else's mic is muted except Finney and Certified Gangster.
Okay.
All right, that's good. All right.
I mean, if we needed to meet somewhere, do y'all travel at all?
Yeah,
we can. We can. We haven't in the past very much, just to Dallas, you know, about 5 hours. But, I mean, if you wanted to meet somewhere in Alabama, we probably could do that.
Yeah, that might be pretty good because the car coming out of North Carolina.
You got something for dog.
Yeah. You know, it's that bike rally thing on that weekend. You know, Bill, he's fucked with them bikes and shit. He do that every year, so he ain't going to be able to make it on that day. Anything else going on in Alabama no time after that? Or no time before that?
Before the 21st?
No. That race you talking about on 18th, that was May, right? That's not April, right?
No, that's April 6th. That's next weekend after next.
No. I know that. Like I said, we got a race on that day, so we definitely can't do that April 6th. We got a race going on over here on that day. But Tommy Dog and them got a race in Alabama. Tommy Dog, that race in Alabama, that's May, right? That's not April, right?
That's May the 19th, and Alabama's May the 19th.
See, that's no good. If it was April 19th, that would have been beautiful. Yeah, that's that bike weekend, man. What about before that? Ain't nothing going on before that?
Hey, when is Alley Cat's race, Tracy?
Alley Cat's race is on the 26th. In May at HMP, and Mac got one, I think, on the 26th. Hey, Mac, trying to get in. Ready to put you one of them. I think they got 26th. ACI got one, and Attica got one. ACI is in Dallas on the 26th, and Attica is in Houston. That's on the 26th of May.
Well, Mac, your mic is open.
Hey, how you guys doing out there today?
Good.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
All right. Say, see from the east. Is that what they call this land?
That's the beat. That's everybody's
name with the beat. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't got a simple nobody's pose, but HTI is having a back-ass class. I'm putting up $3,000 no interest fee. Now what you need to do to get that race off.
I didn't hear you, man. What'd you say?
I'm putting on a back half class for you guys with these back half. Say y'all the baddest, the toughest. I'm putting up $3,000. No interest.
Where's your racetrack?
Hey, Crandall, Dallas Raceway. Memorial Day weekend, May 28th.
That's on you. We can go to Dallas.
I'm going to put it like this, fellas. I got $3,000 now. The pot will go up to four. But I'm just putting it out here right now. 8-car minimum. I got $3,000. No interest fee. Y'all can take that $1,000 and that $10,000. Do what you need to do with it on the side. But I got you on the wrist. Now what y'all need.
And what day was that? You said May 28th?
May 28th on a Tuesday, dude. What day are you talking about?
What day are you talking about?
Nah, May 25th. I'm sorry, May 25th.
Oh. May 25th. I don't know. That's still a long time away. It's possible. But, you know.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the Birdman, though, like any 3 day. Like, that's a little far away. I would like to, you know, make this happen a little quicker than that.
Well, we got two races in April already. We'd really like to go to May.
You don't want to overload yourself. All right, no, what then? We're gonna adjourn this then until close time, because we're kind of ready right now. You know, I wish we can get it all. I wish you could come down here next week, or we could have made it down there next week. That would have been nice. But we both got obligations. Like I said, we got a back half race over here on the 6th. We're giving away $5,000, no entry fee. To the baddest back half. We got all the big boys supposed to be the baddest. I really wish you could have made it to that, because
yeah.
We got all the baddest, supposed baddest anyway. We got the Shadow, we got the Beast, we got Blue Magic, we got Michael Martin, we got Jekyll and Hyde coming, we got Big Sexy going to be in the building. It'd have been nice if you could have been there. You know what I mean? There we would really have everybody who really, really think they're the baddest. Because right there, all of them boys think they got the baddest back half. So we're going to definitely see on that day. But I would love to get with you sometime right immediately after that. Man, I don't want to wait all the way to May, but you got so much going on in April already. You know, I don't want you to overwhelm yourself either. So I guess we just have to talk in the future, man.
About every 2 weeks is about all we want, you know? I mean, that's a lot of racing.
Hey,
so,
hey.
Yeah.
I understand, man. I can't be mad at you, man.
Yeah, but we can hook up with you in early May if you want, you know.
Yeah, but I've been hearing about you, though, man. I heard you done did something to Mr. Hyde, man, you know. So, you know,
yeah.
we like fast back halves. You know, that's what we're looking for. So, you know, we obviously looking for you.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it, man. Let's do it.
All right, well, we just got to get a date together, man, because right now it don't seem like it's tying up. But I guess sometime in May we'll get something together. But, you know, that's way too far away to be trying to lock something in. But
yeah.
I guess once you, you know, I don't know, you might be retired after Mr. Hyde got done with you. I don't know. We got to see how it worked out. You know, we don't know how the future lies. So we'll see after you get past April.
All right, man. Y'all have a good.
All right, bro.
All right, 35, man. Maybe you know that Texas bad is back ass right there, and he laying there to take on all comers. So hey, the man will race, and the Birdman crew will bet. So hopefully y'all can come to some kind of mutual agreement. Find a place.
Say, who else? Y'all got anybody else that's you know willing to race a little sooner?
That's willing to race a little sooner.
Yeah.
Who you looking for?
Listen, man, I'm looking for anything with four wheels, man. It really don't matter to me, man.
Other two back halves, you're gonna see them next week, man. So I mean we got somebody else, but I don't know if they're ready yet. But we know you got two coming up that close to you.
Yeah, matter of fact, Mr. Hyde, he's locked in with the Shadow. So that should be a nice race. They danced before, Phil got away from him. But Mr. Hyde said he wants to get back.
Hey, let me ask him something. Y'all got a shootout over there, or what do y'all got going on? That's what I heard y'all were doing.
Yeah, we got a back half shootout. We're giving away $5,000, no entry fee, but all the racers decided to put $1,000 a piece. So that's 8 plus 5. It's going to be a nice little pot they're shooting for. And we got a 28-inch tire race. We're giving away $3,000 on that. So we're going to have a nice little show, man. Like I say, I wish you can get down here on the 6th to get on in this action because that's just going to put the pot up. Right now it's at about 13. With you know, with everybody putting $1,000 in, but you know, even if you don't want to put $1,000 in, you can still shoot for the $5. You just won't get you know all the extra other money on top of you know what I mean? Because we'll put $1,000 in for you, but you know we won't let you get the little extra. But you can still win $5 if you win $5.
Nah, that's good. We put it in there. That ain't a problem. It's just a matter of dates. We already made a commitment here. But are y'all gonna run that race again this year?
You know what? They got another one, man. They got another one coming up. The NGRA, I think they're supposed to be giving away $25,000. I think it's like a last man standing. They won $2,500 per car, and I think the pot's supposed to be like $25,000. And this is supposed to be for the baddest of the bad only. If you don't think you're seriously the baddest and you just want to gamble, don't come. This is only for those who think they are the baddest. Back half. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they putting together something real crazy. I think
for that day.
Yeah, that's gonna be a hell of a day there, man.
When is it?
I'm not sure. It's one of them I think it's that Rockingham race. I think it's the Rockingham race with that big grudge. What is it? They call it grudge. What's that race? Time to go.
Hey, Bird, let me tell you about this. And I've been telling Birdman, fam, this is the World Grudge Nationals.
Nationals, right.
Nobody is converging together. We got 25 teams
going to, we're doing a big one at Rockingham, North Carolina, July 4th and 5th. We got Tony Thorne, the Jeff and I out of Dallas. We got myself, Atomic Dog, and Show Love Racing team going, and we got Tree Man, Roy James, and Twins, along with Motion Racing out of Houston, Texas. And anybody else that want to follow, we were renting a bus. We charging a bus. We got 25 teams from all over the country. Y'all converging at the World Brewers Nationals, July 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina. Going to be the biggest Brewers race in the world. It's going down. If everybody that want to go, we got dates. We're going to put the cap for that on the calendar. If you want to charter a bus, it's going to cost around $300, and that's going to get your bus ride up there, your hotel, and your ticket into the track for 2 days. So, man, plan your vacation right now for the World Brewers Nationals in Rockingham, North Carolina. Everybody that's somebody in the world of Brewers racing is going to the Rock. So, Texas, we're going to load up. We're going to make the trip, and we're going to go down and show them how we do it Texas style. It's everything big in Texas, and we're taking it to the Rock. So there you have it.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that.
Yeah, that's going to be a super show right there. Everybody going to be there, so you got to be there, man. It's a must.
Everybody,
if you don't be there, you might as well retire, man. You have to be there. Everybody in grudge racing will be there.
Nope, I'll talk to the crew. I'm sure they can get off. So, yeah.
And
we'll
do that. Enough time to get ready, too. You know, it's not till July, you know, so there's more than enough time for everybody to get ready. Like I say, everybody's going to be there, man. Everybody who think they bad will be in the building.
Okay, well, let me know if y'all want to do something in May, then.
Yeah. We got shake, man. I like how you talk. You know, I ain't got to talk and scream and go crazy and be disrespectful and all that. We can just get down to the race, and that's how I like it. You know, these dudes over here, where we be talking so much shit and being so disrespectful to each other, it's crazy, you know?
We deal with that, too.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, sometimes it's all right, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little too much. I just want to get to the racing, you know? You ain't got to do all that when both parties don't race.
Right. So if there's screaming involved, somebody's scared.
Yeah, somebody don't want it.
That's right.
So like I say, it was good talking to you. I can tell that you're definitely going to race. You just got to get a nice date where we both going to be in the building. And worst case scenario, it'll be the 5th and the 6th, man. If we don't get a chance to get up no time other than that. We'll definitely both be there.
All right. Well, keep in mind, we will travel. We'll meet you somewhere if you don't want to come all the way to Houston if we have to. Whether you come here,
right.
But, you know.
Well, that sounds good because, like I said, you know, we don't mind traveling either. So if we can meet somewhere in the middle to make it a little easier on both of us, that would be good for both of us.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, like I said, good talking to you, man.
Yep. You too. Y'all have a good one.
All right. You too.
Yeah, you out there? Sharon? Can anybody hear me?
Tracy,
you know,
I'm here.
I had a cat trying to get on, so he wanted you to give him a call. He was trying to get on. I don't know if he fell off or not, so he was trying to get on. Anybody else want to speak, want to lock in a race, want to talk about a race, push the one button, man. We're going down. We loading up for April 6th, trying to make a big, big show down in Houston Motorsports Park, all roads lead to Texas. Just to let y'all know some of the lock-ins that we got right now that's going into action. We got the Hillbilly versus Tony Bynes. I also got Hillbilly locked in for a big, big stack against Bar None out of Dallas, Texas. They say they got to go at it. We got Tinker and the Undertaker. We don't know how that's going to go. As you know, we got the big, bad Birdman against the world-famous Tree Man, going at it again with Tree Man giving the big bad Bird Man the back tie. Also, we got the Blind Eye Killer. The Blind Eye Killer going against Eric
Eric said he coming to Texas, got money in hand. He locked up to run against the blind eye killer. Also, he locked up running against Jake. Jake is one of the racers that stay on the East Coast website. Nobody know who Jake is. They said, man, just internet racing. Well, fellas, East Coast, get ready. Jake is already locked in to run Eric out of Florida, who said he's going to come up here and show these guys how it's done. And we got Big Sleepy, the newcomers. We got the newcomers, Big Sleepy out of Elgin, Texas, going against another new boot out of Houston, Texas, Big D. They're going to be going down. So, man, we got some good races coming up. And as y'all know, we got the Texas Big Tie Action shootout going down. Roy James, Atomic Dog, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler, and Louisiana Owns Reggie Rabbit. We're going to get down April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. And I can't forget my man, Boone, from Louisiana, said he going to bring an S10 truck out here to Texas, and he don't care. He going at somebody's ass. So, people, April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. All roads lead to HMP. It's going to be going down. So, with that said, man, we're going to go to the line and see who else want to push the one button and see what they got to say. We're trying to make action, get this season started off, and bring action. What we got, Sheriff? Sheriff, you there? Who we got? Okay, she must be in the back.
No,
on. Let me go down.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Sheriff, you spoil a joke.
What?
You call a joke. I ain't what you call my name. That's why I call on a different line.
Oh.
I'm gonna mute my mic.
My bad.
Oh yeah.
Roy James, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
What up, Roy? What's going on?
And who all coming to the big time? Is Peanut coming?
Now, Peanut don't have his new car. He don't have his new car all the way together yet. Right now, I know it's me, you, Reggie Rabbit out of Louisiana, and Drexel.
Oh, okay.
There's other big time that's going to get in it. They haven't told me yet. But Peanut's not ready. I don't know if he's going to bring his other car down here or not. I'm not sure about that. But I did talk to Reggie Rabbit over the weekend, and he planned on making it. He planned on being in the house, so.
That's the last man standing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That $2,000. Got $2,000 up, no entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
What else going on? Right, you want to mention, you talked to me earlier about, you know, I just told the folks, I know some people mm-hmm. don't quite understand. They know you do a race 4th of July
yeah.
weekend at Houston Motorsports Park, and they heard me name your name with the team that we're going to Rockingham. So you want to let the people know about your date so they can make plans?
Yeah, I was going to get it on the 24th of August, but Alicat got a race that next week, so I changed it to August the 10th.
You ain't changed August the 10th. Why are you changing my day? You know I got a race August the 10th in Dallas, Texas. What's wrong with you? Alicat didn't give you that day, did he? If he did, I'm going to whoop it.
No.
August the 10th. It's a big one that's going down that I do in Dallas. It's on August the 10th, the Dallas Raceway. So where do you get that date from?
Okay. Well, that's all they had. That's all they had, the 10th and the 26th. and I didn't want to have a race a week before Allie can race.
Well, you sure don't want to have a race on top of my race, do you?
No. Well, I'll see what they got, what else they got going.
Yeah, my date is August the 10th. They've been on the calendar. My date is August the 10th. Me and showing up racing. And Dallas Raceway showing up. This is what we got going August 10th, so everybody know. Showing up racing, Atomic Dog Racing, and Grudge Inc. bringing the boys from the north, Chicago, Michigan, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, hey, Florida. We try to do a very big one August the 10th in Dallas Raceway. Grudge Inc., Atomic Dog, and showing up racing. So August 10th, date is booked up, Roy. So I know it. You want action, you know. The date is already taken. Roy,
I thought, I'm here. I'm listening. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I get another date down the line.
Yeah, okay. Did Alec had to get on here? He was trying to get on. He was texting me trying to get on. I think he might have for the sake.
I don't have Alec Hat's number. I've asked you for it twice.
Alec Hat, push the one button and we'll see you hanging. If you got on, push the one button. I don't see him. Hold on. Roy, what else going on? I see you winning action this weekend down there, Roy.
Huh?
I see you winning action this weekend down there.
Pricey, just a second.
Yeah, we are.
832-4401.
832-4401.
Your mic is open.
Yo, this is Alec
Cat. What's up, Alec
Cat? How y'all doing?
We doing all right. Don't make me do nothing to you. Roy said you told him August 10th.
I didn't know nothing about August 10th until a minute ago, Trey. I didn't know nothing about no August 10th.
No, that's why
you need to buy you a schedule. We got
man,
all
I don't
the
know what
schedule. You don't want to pay attention to it. We put your dates on there, but you don't want to pay attention to it. Help me out, bro.
No, it ain't that, man.
We got a schedule out with your dates on there, Roy. Everybody from the East Coast to Texas dates on the schedule. If you want a schedule, go to Atomic Dog Drag Racing, look at the calendar. We got a nice
I seen that
photo, and they got everybody's dates on them, so we can try to not schedule on top of each other. That's why we did it, so we're trying to have everybody have shows to try to stay out of it. Everybody's on the schedule. We didn't want to leave nobody out that participated and gave us a date, and they on the schedule.
Oh, okay. Hey, where Jamie at? Is he still on the phone?
Who?
Jamie. Yeah, Birdman dropped.
Yeah, I'm here.
Jamie, look at y'all schedule for that race. You know, we got the Memorial Day race coming up, you know, May 26th. You know, if y'all want to run the beast,
okay.
That's gonna be on
Sunday
night.
I don't think he wanted to schedule anything that far in advance.
Okay.
Now he's still on here. You might ask him.
Is he still on here?
Certified.
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
35. This is Alec Cat.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, what up?
I have a race coming up May 26th. Would y'all be interested in doing it then? Running Birdman?
Yeah. I think so. Somebody was telling us about that a little early. Like, since that's so far away, we gonna see how homeboy April turned out. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, then Jekyll and Hyde boys might retire them by then. So, you know, we got to see how his April ends up. And if he's still ready to do something in May, if that date is good, yeah, we won't mind coming to support the race, man.
Okay.
I'll
tell you. I
want to obligate myself now, though. But, you know, you talked to me about 2 weeks before your race. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting him got out by then. But, you know, I would like to get him a little sooner than that. But if we don't get him by then, and your race still going on, yeah, we'll come on down there and fuck with you, man.
Okay. I'll stay in touch with you about it then. All
right, no doubt.
See if we can work something out.
Hey, all I need to get there is a lock-in, man. They ain't like one of them dudes that you need gas money and all that shit. If you got some action for me when I get there, I'll be there.
All right, Tempo. I'll be in touch with you.
All right, say no more.
Okay.
Anybody else got something they
want to?
Yeah.
Who we got?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, let me say this. Somebody, I got a lot of background noise killing me. Oh. Mute Batman Mike. Unmute Batman Mike. Batman got something he want to say.
So we are saying over riding the bus here, Friday.
Batman, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should know how the schedule is, man. Everybody should know what the schedule is, man. I mean, you know, if you're gonna do this, everybody should know what the schedule is, man. Like I said, Birdman, everybody else knows a lot of schedules. I talk to Birdman all the time. He knows what all that crap. Well, you should know anyway. I think you do. You know, but, man, like I tell everybody else, we got so many events this year, you know, in Dallas and at Crandall just as well. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell people all the time, they need a schedule so they can keep up with everything. That's damn sure.
Yeah. That's why we got this schedule, man. We got everybody's dates on the schedule. So people can keep up with it. That's why I tell everybody and go, we got a nice calendar, man. Got a lot of Texas guys on here, guys from all over on this calendar. It's a nice photo calendar with everybody's dates on it. So you can go to SavageDogDragRacing.com if you want a calendar so you can keep up with all the 2013 dates. We got everybody on here, man. We try to make sure we got everybody on here. And you got a lot of photos, a lot of people from events around here in Texas and around the country on the East Coast and all. So, hey, man, it's a nice calendar. So if you want one, you can go on there. You got a PayPal thing and take care of that, man, and keep up with these dates. So we want to stay away from trying to stack races on top of each other.
Yeah, that's I just heard Roy James talk about that. I mean, mine is June 8th at Crandall and July 13th at Crandall. I don't know how he figured June 10th, because I think August 10th is yours. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I told Roy. Roy didn't know. He didn't know I'm counting. He didn't know. I told him that, you know, everybody's date been out for a while, and they've been on this calendar. So that's why it's good, man, to try to, you know, put these calendars against people to do these races, try to look at these calendars so to schedule around these dates. So that's making it important. We want to try to support everybody the best we can, and we've been doing a good job. Start trying to screw it up now, you know. Just look at the dates. They full of dates now. The calendar full of dates. Everybody's on schedule. So, you know, and that's why when you have a right now, you got to go try to find you another hold or something like that. And as you know, Summer had one, and I think she found a date in September or something like that. So, Roy rescheduled his race in July. So, Roy, he's on there. I let him know. So, he knew about the 10th, and he didn't want to be a week ahead of Attican. And the 10th, he must have noticed I was on the 10th already on schedule for Dallas Raceway. We're going to do a big one down there. So, you know, he'll find another date that'll work somewhere for him. We ain't going to be on top of nobody. We want to stay away from being on top. We want to try to support everybody, man, and hope everybody can have a good show, Joe. So, but we got to try to respect the dates that's already out there. Yeah. Okay, man, we run that. All right. If anybody else got anything to say, man, we want to share. You got another mic open right quick?
No, you don't have any other hands up.
Okay, man, we're coming up on that hour, man. It's been a good show, man. I want everybody to continue to get ready, man, and try to support these girls' races, man, and keep in mind when some controversy comes up, that we try to handle the people that we involved with, try to keep this thing down to a minimum. That being stated, man, we're going to do final comments, and then we're going to get out of here. So, Sharon, you got it. It's on you. It's the final comment.
Penny, your final comment.
I just want to say I appreciate you setting up these races, Tracy, and keep up the good work. Man, we're going to be busy this year.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Just trying to, man, just put it out there for everybody to make a good show, man.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Boy, James, your final comment. Boy, James, your final comment.
That was pretty nice.
Roy and Jack, we got to teach you when you're not talking to mute your mic or you're telling us your conversation, if you got a final comment or not.
I did it for him. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did it already. Tree Man, since you're still on the line, your final comment, first comment, comment at all.
Hey, I mean, it was a good show, but I want you and Tracy to come in the three-way when the show over.
All right.
Funky Town, your final comment.
Funky Town, final comment. Okay.
It was a good show.
Okay.
Batman, your final comment. Batman, your final comment. Okay, Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man. Hey, good show, man. Hey, hopefully some information that was put out there that's kind of shed some light. Bring some understanding to people about this Grudge game, man. It's all about Grudge
racing. Tracy.
Go ahead.
Tracy, sorry to interrupt you, but you had one hand because this came up. Butler Boys.
Okay, go on.
Butler Boys, your mic is open.
Butler Boy, what's happening?
Okay, go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I say, man, it's all about trying to make action, man, trying to keep it Grudge. It's going to take each and every one of us when we get at the track and everybody got tempers flowing and we get in any kind of situation that might be a little controversial, that we got to stand up and yell on the side of righteous and try to keep people that we know with a level head, man, and try to defuse some of this stuff, because all in all, it's about Grudge, it's about fun, it's about making action. We want to keep it that way, and it's going to take the Grudge racers to come together and have play a part in doing it. And again, man, what can I say? April the 6th, all roads lead to Houston, Texas. It's going down. So if you got somebody you want to lock in, come on the show next Tuesday. We're going to do this again before we let it happen. That following Saturday, we're going to make it Grudge. We're going to go out and have a good time. Until then, man, I see you guys next week. If you got a topic for me, shoot it to me, and we'll bring it up. Thanks for tuning in to the Atomic Dog Grudge Talk Show. Get in. See y'all.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to Texas.
Calling out Grudge Racing.
Check it.
Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor tagging on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James and Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates over.
open at 11 a.m. until going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog, 512-775-6563, AtomicDogDragRacing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.